right. Let's welcome Melissa Caprillion here. Melissa is currently still the alder for the 5th District.
That's right. Fingers are up.
Yeah. And you're... No, that's all fingers, by the way, she's talking about. And also, you're the 2nd district. No, don't say anything yet. 4th district.
Yes.
For the county board supervisor.
That's right.
Why do I think it's a 2nd district?
Say that every time, but it's okay. But okay, I don't mind being number 2.
So, tough election. Three incumbents out.
It
was you, Corey Sebastian, and also...
Jeff Coe.
Jeff Coe out. I didn't see this coming.
No, none of us did. And you typically don't see it. However, whenever you want incumbents out, smear campaigns happen. And so there was a lot of that. There's a lot of biting on negative politics, negative messaging across the nation. So I think it just then bleeds into our local government or bleeds out of it, whatever which way it's going.
So how did you feel that morning when you found out, or the night you found out?
Yeah, that night. You know, I was not emotionally attached, Don. I will tell you, when you are working in a toxic work environment, it's hard to keep showing up. But when you're a representative, you sacrifice yourself. So you keep showing up because you know it's important, because you know something and you understand things in depthy, and so you have to go in there and get the work done. But I will tell you, it's a hard job to show up to in this current time, in this current administration. But I feel satisfied. 4 years ago, I came back bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to continue to give back to the city, just as from what I had learned from my previous time there over a decade plus ago, and then what I learned from the overarching umbrella, the county. I wanted to bring that back to the city, that gain knowledge. But what I realized when I opened that door and was sitting on that seat, it was a different type of administration, and I had to show up differently. I had to show up and bring balance of government back. And it took me 2 years. I attempted to do it alone, in a sense, and I was getting nowhere. And then we had David Mack come back on the council. Sandy Widener came back on the council. Terry McCarthy came back on the council. All those I served with a decade plus ago. And when they got back, we gained momentum and we were able to bring the balance of government back, despite some vetoes, despite some attacks, but they all were overturned and my job is done. I feel my job is done. If you ever hear of burnout, caregiver burnout, I feel like I'm a community healer. And with that caregiving, it's exhausted me. It's depleted me, but I've now paved the way to make it easier for the new council to come aboard and be able to work through. The sad thing, Don, is, this is a job that you learn when you get there. And your teacher tends to be your environment around you. And right now, the environment is not the healthiest. So I heard David Mack speak on here the night of the election, the day of the election, the day before. And he has something that I have as well, where we have an experience that came before this administration. So we show up differently. And, and it's true for anybody when you come in with different set of wisdom and... I'm okay. I feel good. I feel like it's a celebration. We talked a little bit before we went on the air, what it feels like when you're leaving something that doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't fit you. There's a bit
of a celebration. Yeah, but you were born to do this kind of stuff. I told you, I would last 9 seconds in this job. The first day I'd get in there and start yelling at people and they throw me out. 9 seconds I would last.
Oh.
But you seem to be born for this kind of stuff. You're always volunteering for committees and things like that, and I get home and watch Dateline reruns.
Oh my goodness, so, yeah. So no. I enjoy giving. I am a giver by nature, and, I still serve on the county board, and I am part of so many different committees that, my goodness, they occupy my time greatly. But you know what's beautiful, Don? Because I have children. I have 4 children, 2 grandchildren. And I had decided...
You have grandchildren?
I have 2, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I am grandma. Very proud of it. I had my, our family time was community time, and the children raised them through it. They did so many, oh my goodness, so many cleanup efforts. They're always in tow, and so many community building efforts. And to see that spirit of giving being passed down to the generations, my son CJ, we made history. Mom and son served on the city council together. Yeah, and he did have to leave early. You talk about giving to the next level. He decided to donate 70% of his liver and his gallbladder to a stranger. We still don't know who it is. And just the spirit of giving of yourself to...
That's literally giving of yourself.
Isn't that true? But yeah. It was during the pandemic, and sadly, the level of aftercare wasn't there. And then he moved to Madison. But he had to be closer to the transplant center. But he is thriving. He is... just doing phenomenal in Madison. What a great environment for him and a young family. So he left the council early, but he was a force to be reckoned with. Just somebody who grew up in it as a child, and then he could just hit the ground running. Otherwise, it takes anyone else like 3 years to get themselves acquainted to what the heck is going on when you're serving in those seats. So
now, did you speak to... obviously, you spoke to Jeff Koh. I know you guys are pretty close. How about Corey Sebastian? How do they feel about not serving now?
Yeah, we spoke just briefly at the council meeting we had to show up for last Tuesday. And, you know, she's really sad. You know, she hasn't served as long as...
I had her in here. Yeah,
she's very upset. Very, very sad. I know she talked about just ways to calm herself down by putting some cold compresses or spoons on her eyes because her puffy...
Spoons?
refrigerate your spoons and put them on your eyes for puffiness. She was giving me some beauty advice. And so, I mean, it was hard for her. And she, you know, she had a different purpose compared to mine or even Jeff Koh's. You know, Jeff Koh, he's just so emotionally connected to this community. And he just comes very raw and vulnerable. And so it was a very emotional hit for him. Plus he has, I think, Don, a couple decades on the council, unlike me. I had served 4 years prior in 4 years, so 8 years total. And this would have been my third term back on the council. But again, my purpose was different. I had to show up different. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain in just a second.
Okay.
There's a lot to pick there. And I'm going to go through. Plus, you have an event coming up with Jeff Koh. We're going to talk about that coming up in a moment, too. W-R-J-N. Alderman County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion here with us. And... we were talking about the election and three incumbents out, which was really strange when I heard that. And you and Jeff Koh have like a little thing put together here, and it's going to be at the Red Onion. When is that? Tell
us. Yeah. So after our outgoing council, which is Monday, April 14th, we will celebrate our years of service and celebrate the friendships that we gained along the way. And so after that outgoing council meeting, we will head over to the Red Onion and just celebrate each other together, celebrate the community that has supported us and that we have been able to support them. And so that is our final kind of hurrah and goodbye. And yeah, so.
When I got fired from the station once, and the previous owner, not the current owner, the previous owner did it. My wife met me here at the station, and it was got off the air at 12 noon, and I said, let's go celebrate. Went up to Buffalo Wild Wings. They'd never been there before, and I said, let's go celebrate some hot wings. That's what I did. I loved it.
It is freeing. There's something about closure, right? The end of the book. Sometimes it's hard when you're still feeling like you're writing chapters, but, you know, for me, this book has closed.
I don't think it has.
You say that.
I think you're feeling that now, because if you would have asked me if I would ever walk through this building again after 9 years of, you know, the previous, I would have said, no, I'm never coming back. here I am. I'm sitting in the same chair I was sitting in, you know, back in 25, 30 years ago.
You know what's interesting about that, Don? I know what you're talking about. And, you know, I remember when you went off the air and it was so sad. So I celebrated when you came back on. You are just such a treat, a true asset to the community. And
I'm an ass to the community. Oh, asset. Okay.
Don. But, you know, so we celebrate you and that's what I'm feeling. There's so many people saying, oh, I'm so sorry, Melissa. I'm like, please don't say
you know
I'm
what,
sorry.
Though? You don't know how you feel tomorrow.
I feel good today, though.
You may look at the city in a few years from now and say, oh, I can't let this happen. And I'm going to go in there again. And you never know.
You never know. However, I'm older now, right? I'm older. I'm wiser. And, you know, I'm still out on the county. So, and I'm still in many boards that are works with the city and intertwined in the city's outcome. And, but the people around me, it just seems so sad. I remember that night when those numbers came in, which, by the way, I won at the polls. We're seeing a trend here, Don. This is something to kind of follow, where the polls numbers are one way. In central count, those are the absentee and early voting, is a different way. So I won at the polls, and some past alders, even a mayoral candidate, they win at the polls, but they're not winning at the central count or absentee or early voting.
Years ago, I used to call that the 60 minutes thing, because if 60 minutes was opposite Huckleberry Hound cartoons and you asked the person, what do you watch Sunday nights, the Huckleberry Hound or 60 minutes? Oh, I watch 60 minutes. And they don't. But they'll say that because they just don't, you know, they want to feel smarter or they don't want people knowing their opinion or what they're going to do. I have people constantly text me, who are you voting for? It's none of your business who I'm voting for. Because if I say the other person, you're going to bombard me with more stuff.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many blocked phone numbers I have on my phone.
The truth? Yeah.
And, you know, just, and if you want me to vote for you, and they get a lot of people knocking on the door, and I will tell you, if you knock on my door, I will answer the door and speak to you. And I've always done that. And most of the time, the people knocking on my door were pushing people I was going to vote for anyway. But if you're going to roam the neighborhood and walk out there all day long, I'll give you a bottle of water and I'll talk to you on my porch. And I did. I spoke to every single person on my porch.
Well, that makes me happy to hear, because it is very difficult going and knocking on doors in today's culture. There's all the Ring cameras and everybody has this barrier of connection. And this is what I feel is kind of lost, we're losing the sense of connecting with each other's humanity. Yeah, I think about all my years of service and all my years of giving, and during this smear campaign that was happening, there became this attack. There are people online, some seniors that I was in their home, my children are there, we connected, and they're online saying naughty things, STFU. I can't say that on the radio, but I'll leave it at that. Attacking my young children out when we're out doing the doors. And
Melissa Caprillion eats dogs for dinner. Melissa Caprillion hates children. Melissa Caprillion hates your grandmother. I mean, that's it. But these are attack ads you hear everywhere in America.
Everywhere, yes.
I mean, they always show, and I saw the flyer there. Your picture's not that bad. It's just in black and white.
Right.
But some of the pictures you see of people, the opponent, they look like they're deranged in the picture. And this is what they do. People do this all the time, whether it's a presidential campaign or what. They lie, and that's how because people are easily persuaded.
They are easy, and their scare tactics tend to work. So, you know, I think about all the gardening and weed out efforts I've done in Racine. And, you know, I look at that's kind of what's happening in our local government. It's like this invasive plant that, in a sense, is taking over and smothering out just kind of the beauty.
Melissa Caprillion will put crabgrass on your lawn if elected.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, though,
she'll egg your house.
Hey, I've done that as a child.
Not now you wouldn't.
No. Goodness.
Not $12 a dozen.
For the price of eggs right now? Heck no. And it's hard to get off, you know, eggs. As a kid, we made the mistake of having an egg war between my neighbors. And we would, us children, and we opened the door. We were throwing eggs in the house. Oh, my goodness, Don. We had to do a massive cleanup.
And didn't do that in my neighborhood. So let me ask you about the tariffs and everything. How's that affecting the county? Because it affects everybody because you got to buy stuff. And now that he's threatening with 100% tariff on China, that's got to affect everybody.
Yeah.
So you guys dealing with this on the county level?
Right now, it's all through discussion, though. Right. So nothing is hitting us yet. Right?
It will.
It right. And it's so to be prepared, right, is one thing. But in a sense, there's almost like, let's keep functioning. Government still has to function every single day. And, you know, when we're faced with something, you know, we're going to have to address it. But, you know, right now, we're still able to function as normal. We don't want to have this sense of panic fall over our county. Let's just keep functioning and realize that your government is still there. And we haven't seen anything yet. Nothing has hit us. The one thing that I see that we are...
Well, it has if you have a 401k.
True.
And you see that tumble. And I know people have told me they lost thousands of dollars already in their 401k.
Yes, I have heard that exact same thing. And during our, it's going to be interesting during our budget time. That's when we're going to start hearing about it even more. I know it starts now for our leadership. And at about the 6 month mark in, so around June, July, finance committees will start getting pulled in. Department heads will start getting pulled in. But by October, we're going to start hearing it a lot more. And so, but there are some federal grants that some big projects that we had that are tied up into hopefully to get the fund to make them successful. We're going to be evaluating those because we might not be receiving that money. And one of the things to really pay attention to is that Lincoln King project. So a lot of federal dollars they were trying to go after for some grants. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about that one.
So. Melissa Caprillion wants the price of eggs to go up to $15 a dozen. If that's what you want, vote Melissa Caprillion.
Did they hire you, Don? This sounds awfully familiar, the phone calls people received.
Melissa Caprillion's going to flatten the tires on your car.
It's amazing how our characters can change overnight, right? Through somebody else's mouth and mind. But I will tell you, there's a lot of good things happening. Out at the county, we have a new youth and governance group that is coming in. So a lot of young people that were vying to get involved and were selected. We had 12 individuals that were selected. And this is about a decade of our program, our youth and governance program. That'll be tonight at the county board. We'll swear them in. And then the outgoing youth and governance group will do their youth and governance project, present it to the county board, and we will see them off with their certificate and welcome the new ones in.
I love when you're in here. You make me laugh. You and the Motrin. We're great combination this morning.
We drugged him up this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, I love it, Don. Yeah. I love being here.
Oh, you're always welcome. I got my calendar here. We'll put you in here all the time. I love having you here.